The CDC recently added people with mental illness to the list of those who should be prioritized for COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee explains why psychiatric disorders put people at higher risk of COVID.
In the early months of the pandemic, psychiatrist Dr. Luming Li wanted to know if having a mental illness increased people's risk of dying from COVID-19.
For all the studies that I have looked at, you know, it was all medical conditions of, you know, diabetes, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera.
But nothing on mental illness. Li is now the chief medical officer at the Harris Center for Mental Health and IDD in Texas. At the time, she was finishing up a master's degree at Yale. So she decided to explore this herself. She and her colleagues dug into data from 5 hospitals in the Yale New Haven health system and looked for people who were hospitalized with COVID-19.
What we found was we had a higher level of mortality for those that had a prior psychiatric history.
In fact, she says the risk of death increased by 50% for those with a mental illness compared to those without. There have been many studies since that have found a similar connection, including one published in October 2020 that looked at a nationwide database of electronic health records with information on people who tested positive for COVID and those who were hospitalized. It found that there are 2 things going on.
If individuals had had a history of a mental disorder, they were more likely, on the one hand, to get infected.
Study author Dr. Nora Volkov.
And if they got infected, then they were more likely to have negative outcomes, such as hospitalization and death.